This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We've just got so many wonderful things to talk about today. And yes, it looks like Donald J. Trump is going to be coming to California next week. And we welcome his visit to New California as well. Anyway, he's going to be doing some fundraising down in Southern California and then also maybe a visit to the Central Valley. We're kind of pushing for that. We've been supportive of that. He needs to be, I think, talking about water everywhere in the Central Valley. And again, I wonder where the California GOP is really going to be. Stabbing him in the back, usually. That's usually where you find those California GOPers. Now, that's not necessarily the county Mounties, as we would call them. The California county GOPs, most of them are really Trump supporting. And, of course, the other ones are Trump haters, just blatant Trump haters. So that's going to stop. I think after this next election, it's definitely going to stop. But he will be, looks like, coming into Southern California. And he's going to be making some rounds about California, which will be really interesting. Anyway, so the latest, the greatest that's going on, impeachment part deux. Yeah, impeachment part deux, which, again, the Democrats suckering themselves into oblivion, I would call this. Now, if you haven't caught up on the latest, it happens to deal with longtime Nixon and Trump supporter. Yeah, I mean, we go back to Nixon on this one, right? We go back to Nixon. Roger Stone, who's got a big tattoo of Richard Nixon on his back, actually. Anyway, he is, of course, involved with this so-called crime of lying about cats or something stupid. And to Adam Schiff, he got brought up on charges and so on, and phony charges. Here's the problem. is that there's no there for this case either. This is all part of the Russia hoax delusion, and all these prosecutors who have been busted basically for all the different, you know, FISA problems, all the things that are associated with the Russian, you know, fiasco. And finally, of course, you had Robert Mueller going before Congress, and there was no there for Robert Mueller. There was nothing to see, because nothing happened. But they got Roger Stone on perjury, a perjury trap set up, and it doesn't look like it's going to last very long. He was charged, convicted, and they wanted him to serve 7 to 9 years for this so-called misdirection, lying in front of Adam Schiff's Intel committee and all this good stuff, right? The usual perjury trap that was sprung. Anyway, so they had the trial, they convicted him, and then come to find out, some of the jurors were so totally tainted and biased, it wasn't even funny. And this judge that's there, she's got her ways about her. Of course, she's an Obama appointee and basically a supporter of Obama and Hillary Clinton. And all. So you can imagine, this is what Roger Stone faced. Now, I think that Donald Trump came out exactly as he should have when they found out that he was going to be serving 9 years, Roger Stone, for this little tete-a-tete business, this setup, this whole thing that was the part of the hoax. So he comes out yesterday, just slams the whole decision. And then all of a sudden, shocking, everybody's calling for impeachment of the president. Oh, what? No. We can do an impeachment of, are you ready for this? Bill Barr. Because what happens, Bill Barr said, yeah, we're changing these orders for the sentencing and bringing it way, way down. Because it was overkill, the sentencing of 9 years is over. Even Judge Napolitano, I was listening this morning, was on Fox News, and he said, way over the top. And, I mean, it's not just him, but everybody else is saying it's way over the top. And Whitaker and all the other people who have been involved with these kind of cases before. So then we find out that a couple of the jurors are heavily tainted. So that's enough, according to the legal sources I've heard, that's enough to call for a retrial. And so that's going to throw this whole thing in. But not to stop people such as, well, Mr. Swalwell and others from demanding investigations, resignations, and more over Roger Stone. Oh, my God, because the president protested, then Bill Barr changed the sentencing orders all in one day. Well, first of all, the president can protest. The last time I checked, he is the chief law enforcement officer. He can have a say in things, believe it or not, much to the chagrin of these folks. But don't let you, hey, don't be fooled. This is complete power trip by the president. Really? Democrat won't rule out new Trump impeachment over Roger Stone. Here we go. I mean, this is Eric Swalwell talking now. Eric Swalwell, another California delight, right? He says in an interview Wednesday, he would not rule out a new impeachment effort against President Trump over his alleged interference in the criminal case of his former associate, right? Okay, sure. Eric Swalwell, Eric Swalwell.
Amid calls for the Attorney General to resign, those calls by the Democrat, they're calling for an investigation after the DOJ cut its sentencing recommendation for former Trump advisor Roger Stone. President Trump weighed in from the Oval Office yesterday.
They treated Roger Stone very badly. They treated everybody very badly. I want to thank the Justice Department for seeing this horrible thing. And I didn't speak to him, by the way, just so you understand. They saw the horribleness of a 9-year sentence for doing nothing. You have murderers and drug addicts. They don't get 9 years.
Roger Stone is to be sentenced next week. And joining us right now is former federal prosecutor, Fox News contributor Andrew McCarthy. And Andrew, it's good to see you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Morning, Maria.
I mean, when you look at the number of lies and leaks that came out of the 2016 cabal of people trying to frame Donald Trump, Jim Comey, Andrew McCabe, who's been referred criminally, where are the years in jail there? I mean, I understand what the president is saying.
Well, you know, look, I think if you want to really look into the politicization that's gone on here. What I think people ought to do is go back to the original charges in the Roger Stone case, which happened a year and a half after, more than a year and a half after Mueller took the case. And I think that's important because at the time Mueller took the case, it was already clear that there was no collusion case.
That's right.
And yet when they brought the Stone case, if you read the indictment, it goes on for about 20 pages of feels like collusion, seems like collusion, getting close to collusion. And then you flip to the end and it's a bunch of process charges that don't have anything to do with collusion. So they're still trying to maintain this fiction with Stone's case. That to me is the political abuse. As far as the sentencing is concerned, the judge is in charge of sentencing. The government has only made a sentencing recommendation. Under the statutes of conviction, the judge can give Stone anything from 0 to 50 years. And what we're talking about here are the sentencing guidelines. The original recommendation by the prosecutors on the case was up to 9 years because of, they did a very literal, a very, I think, extreme interpretation of the sentencing guidelines. The Justice Department isn't saying flush the case away. They're saying a more reasonable sentence for this 67-year-old man who's not in good health is 4 years or something less than 4 years.
Right.
And in the end, what difference does it make? Because the judge will decide.
The judge, yeah, that's who does the sentencing. But, Deegan, it's almost like, you know, the critics of the president need to have somebody hanging up. You know, they need somebody to take it on to prove their case.
And, of course, there is no case there. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website at 821r.com and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, I guess Yale and Harvard are being sued by the federal government. Kind of off-the-top thing, I was reading about this last night. I don't have the story in front of me, so I'm winging it. But the bottom line is, as you know, as a former educator superintendent, it's kind of interesting because these guys have gotten millions upon millions upon millions of foreign donations and they haven't declared it to the federal government. Oops, sorry. Oops, sorry, which breaks many federal laws. And, of course, they're now under investigation by the Department of Justice and Department of Education, actually. Because that's where these kind of things reside. So they've gotten millions of dollars and just haven't declared. Of course, you're talking about from Saudi Arabia. The usual suspects, China, Saudi Arabia, and so on, all designed to influence curriculum. Shocking. That just sort of matches what happened with Mike Pompeo's comments, which was really kind of interesting. One of the people in the we have our chairman meeting on Tuesday night, and one of our chairs is a former military, high-ranking, that sort of thing. And he said that the Mike Pompeo briefing that took place on Saturday, which we covered on Monday, on Saturday with the governors talking about, you know, China this, China that. He said it was a full-on FBI intelligence and briefing is what happened. You can check it out on Agenda 21 Radio and also newcaliforniastate.com. Pompeo's comments, so it's just like striking. And, of course, it was interesting, as you watched the visual on the video, to watch these governors all skulking and slinking underneath the table as he kept on talking. They're just getting lower and lower in their seats. It's funny. And of course, you could see it on their faces, like, holy moly. And, you know, it was sponsored. It was in New York, apparently, or Maryland, or I don't know, somewhere around there. It's all on the East Coast, right? East Coasters. And right now, it's... you know, it's 9:22. Do you know where you're at? Anyway, this was kind of interesting. So he shows up there and he shakes the hand of Cuomo, and of course the governor of Maryland and so on. He was actually acting as a host. Really, it was interesting to watch because I think Governor Cuomo really has started to all of a sudden come around, and I'm going to play something here in a second to kind of point that out. I think it had an effect on him, but what I'm saying is that this whole thing that's coming from an investigation from the Department of Education and the Office of Civil Rights, clearly, about how this money that has been funneled into these two major universities, we've all suspected this kind of crap. I've known about this kind of stuff's been going on for years. We've known about this in the education circles, but now all of a sudden they got caught. And I said years ago, I said, you guys in your universities taking all these endowments, taking all this money from all these foreign countries, and in particular Saudi Arabia and China, to influence your curriculums, you're going to get caught someday. And guess what? Shocking. Two of the top ones getting caught. With millions, they undeclared, from these foreign influencers. And it's clearly they're influencers because they're buying staff, they're buying curriculum, they're doing all the things to destroy our education system. I knew the Trump administration would get to this. I just thought eventually they would. And, of course, now they're getting to the cleanup, right? They're cleaning it up. Trump is cleaning up the country. Now, I'm going to play this because I think This has to do with sanctuary law, but I'm really mindful of this clip because it I think we're starting to see some shaking of the trees, especially when it comes to New York, okay? Because New York has an influence on the rest of the nation. Shocking. And we get done with this clip, I think we'll you'll have a better understanding of what I'm talking about. Because it's very important that these sanctuary states and cities, which are being addressed right now in a lot of different ways, are really, they get drawn into line. And, you know, one state's drawn into line, the next one's going to be drawn into line. The precedent will be set.
Well, I think New York is in a tie because, listen, the precedent of trying to deny the federal government and all law enforcement any access to their DMV. I can't tell you how routine this is for states to share information with the federal government about.
Okay, I'm going to play this again. This is Josh Hawley from Missouri, Senate Homeland Security Committee, okay, because it kind of glitched here. I think that we got a little issue with the thing here. But I'm going to play this so you get, come on, so you get what's going on here. Because, like I said, this is pretty interesting. Here you go.
We need you on set right now.
No, we don't. We need anybody on set right now. This is the green room, right? Okay, so Josh Hawley's going to come on here in a second, and he's going to make a point about, guess what? The president is meeting with Mario Cuomo.
New York is in a tough spot because, listen, what they're doing is unprecedented, trying to deny the federal government and all law enforcement any access DMV. I can't tell you how routine this is for states to share information with the federal government.
Except California. It's supposed to be root. It doesn't happen in California. Hello. I mean, why are we just excluding California from the conversation here? I'll tell you why in a second. I'll tell you why. And this makes a lot of sense, what Josh Hawley's doing here. Now, this is because, guess what? Cuomo to meet with Trump over New York Traveler program ban. I believe, say hallelujah, brother, that Cuomo on Saturday saw the light. Saw the light when Mike Pompeo walked in and gave that report. He's going, oh, man, that's New York. We've been dealing with the Chi-Coms. We could be called a communist state. That's right, Mario. Mario, that's exactly right. Andrew Cuomo, sorry, not Mario. Why am I thinking Mario? Andrew Cuomo.
About their state's driver's licenses as part of it's an important tool for law enforcement. So I imagine Governor Cuomo will try to offer some sort of compromise. But here's the bottom line. They have a sanctuary state law. New York does. They are not complying with federal law when it comes to illegal immigration. They're trying to stop ICE and immigration officials from actually enforcing the law in the state of New York, and that's what needs to change.
So it's
okay. Now, that's happening in California right now. And has been right now. There's no news and focus on California right now, but there is now on New York. And guess what? Andrew Cuomo is meeting with Donald J. Trump, your president. By the way, when I woke up this morning, Donald J. Trump was shocking. Shocking! He's our president again.
Basically, if you have global entry, which many of us here in New York do, it's easy when you have to go through customs if you happen to go to another country and get through the checkpoints because we've already been vetted. They're saying no more of that. The president's saying you can't because mm-hmm. we're letting illegals have driver's licenses in our state. No more global entry.
Yeah, even more than that, what New York has said is not only are they letting illegals have driver's license, but they're also saying we're not going to share any of our DMV information, any of our information on any of our citizens with the federal government. So,
shocking, just like California.
The federal government's like, well, how can we verify then who is who? And so it really leaves DHS and others at the federal level in a tough spot. And, of course, immigration officials have no way to enforce the law. So it's it's an extreme position Governor Cuomo's adopted, and I think he'll probably start to walk it back.
Yeah, and we've heard that it sounds like a compromise is on the way where apparently they would grant the feds authority to look into.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's what's going to happen. Authority to look into it. We'll be back. Yeah! Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, so what is Andrew Cuomo? Oh, he's just... Well, he's a Mario.
Mario.
Andrew Cuomo. Yep, and it's a pretty big state, and of course it's a totalitarian state, just like California. In other words, you have the manipulation of Manhattan all over the state. Of course, you don't want to represent rocks and stones and mountains and trees and all this other good stuff, right? No representation there. Reynolds versus Sims takes that away from everybody. Right. We just want a nice little happy socialist hunting ground. Yeah, which is what New York is. That's why, come on. You guys, in New York, you got to fess up. That's what you are. Just like California. It's a totalitarian regime. And Cuomo's part of it. Now, Cuomo, I believe, can be had. And I think that's exactly what's happening is Donald J. Trump, who, by the way, again, he's your president this morning, Nancy Pelosi. And he will be tomorrow morning when you wake up. Oh, shocking. And Adam Schiff. Are you in trouble or what? Get your panties ready to go, brother. Bubba's waiting. Anyway, the little editorial there. Cuomo sees the light. I think he saw the light on Saturday. I think he saw that Mike Pompeo walk in and go, "Hi, Governor, how are you?" "I'm here to make you happy." Well, he made me happy when I was listening to him, Mike Pompeo. He always makes me happy. By the way, there was a long time ago when, remember when Hillary Clinton showed up in her green jacket to talk about Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi? And then later on, there was another investigation. It was a House investigation, and she shows up in her purple jacket. Oh, shocking. Gee, I wonder what the symbolism for purple was. I know, but I'm not going to allude to it. Anyway, so she shows up, and guess what? Guess what? She gets a question by then member of the House, Mike Pompeo. Now, it just so happens that, like, I have to fess up, I talked to Mike Pompeo's staff just hours before that. Shocking. Shocking. And it was an interesting conversation, but lo and behold, in the questioning, the inquisition, in the public hearing, of course, you see, she wants it in public. She wanted that whole hearing in public about Benghazi, 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 because, you know, you can't tell secrets there. You can't, you know, she's bound by not being able to tell the top secrets that she knows. Can't do it in public. And she did not want a, you know, closed-door hearing, obviously, because she'd have to talk about the secrets under oath, and that would be just devastating. So anyway, it was kind of interesting because Mike Pompeo said, well, you know, let's kind of do a little change-a-rooney on Miss Clinton here. So he shows a picture of the two terrorists, or the so-called masterminds, that she knew very well who they were, that really kind of put that whole thing together, the whole, you know, her, you know, Benghazi, Benghazi moment. And I remember looking at her face and thinking, oh, there's so-and-so. And I looked at her face and she's just, the blood was rushing out of her head down to her big toe. That's where it's normally residing, right? Anyway, that was Mike Pompeo. So he's not beyond the mind games to these leaders. And I think there was a big mind game that happened last Saturday. And I think that part of that mind game is to, well, you know, it, as what's his face in the paper chase said, you're gonna come in here with your minds full of mush. I'm gonna make you lawyers. I think that's what he does. He came in, and made mush. Their brains were already mush, and made them into rational thinkers for a minute. And of course, I believe Andrew Cuomo saw the light, brother. Boy, I'll tell you, the tell was, when Pompeo was done with his speech, the first guy to jump up to want to shake his hand was Andrew Cuomo. And I said to myself, little change in attitude there, brother. Little change. And so I think that he saw the light. I think that big old pastoral light just shone in. And he said, uh-oh, maybe I should cooperate now with, you know, the guy who I wake up every morning and he's still my frickin' president. They didn't get rid of him during the impeachment. Shocking. And now they're talking about another impeachment. And guess what? They won't get rid of him there. That will just destroy the Democrat. Maybe Cuomo is wising up. Maybe he realizes, you know, this new California thing out there, it's offering a better option to dictatorship than you. That might spread to New York. Shocking. That might spread to other states like Illinois. There might be a new Illinois. There might be a new New York. There, could you imagine the title? We're the new York. Yeah. I think Cuomo has seen the light. That's what I think. And I really think that this is all good because what Trump is doing is going after the low-hanging fruit. The low-hanging fruit regarding sanctuary state status. Shocking. Excuse me. Sorry. I got to get a cup of coffee. I have a coffee. It's just Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Hang on. Oh, boy. I think that what has happened here, the light shining in, Andrew Cuomo, the good choir boy that he is. The good choir boy he is saying, you know, I don't want to lose my dictatorship, so I'm going to cooperate with Trump. That's what I think has happened. Now, being low-hanging fruit like he is, which means he doesn't have much value, to Trump anyway, that's a big state, though, to get a hold of. Precedent is going to say, you know, we're going to take you to court, you're going to lose, and then we're going to go on to other sanctuary cities and counties, and then maybe the big one, California, and say, you know, we got all these court cases against sanctuary state status. California, you need to change your way. And, you know, Gavin Newsom, Newsom's going to say, no, we're not going to, we're in defiance because we're better than that. And Trump's going to say, well, you know, too bad, so sad. You either comply with Article 6, the Supremacy Clause, or you don't. Your option. And then he's going to say no, and then all of a sudden, from the skies, from the skies in parachutes will come the 101st Airborne. And that will be the demise of somebody such as a Gavin Newsom and an Eric Swalwell and a Nancy Pelosi, because they'll stand in defiance of these things because that's their mantra to separate from the United States. And you're dinking around with that, Mr. President. And you know what? Let him dink away, right? Let him dink away. And he's going to have court precedent behind him to say that, yes, sanctuary state status is a violation of Article 6 of the Constitution. And if you are not providing the Article 4 guarantee clause guarantees, which is really what you're not doing because, you know, you're not providing a safe and, you know, keep us free from domestic violence and domestic invasion. Just two of the three elements. And, of course, we know in California there is no Republican form of government. It's just a monoparty communist system. It makes it easier for the president to decide this insurrection thing has got to happen for California. Let's call on the new Californians to solve it with us. Watch out. It's coming in April. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, I'm going to go to Trump tweets right now very quickly. Just to see if whoever Mr. President is giving a headache today, too. Right? Stirring the pot. Right, here we go. Drain the swamp. Donald Trump. We want bad people out of our government. 35 minutes ago, Donald J. Trump. Mini Mike is a 5'4" mass of dead energy who does not want to be on the debate stage with these professional politicians. No boxes, please. He hates crazy Bernie and will, with enough money, possibly stop him. Bernie's people will go nuts. Our moments with Donald J. Trump. Well, yeah, it is morning, right? Shocking. Mini Mike. We have a little buzzing sound when we talk about mini mic, like a little mini, something like that. Okay, so the next one down. This is an hour ago. So, and I'm reading them in sequence of the most recent down. Okay, an hour ago, the first one I opened up with: drain the swamp. We want bad people out of our government. Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, those folks. That was 35 minutes ago. 1 hour ago on the Mini Mike. This is Mini Mike part deux. Mini Mike Bloomberg is a loser who has money but can't debate and has zero presence. You will see. He reminds me of a tiny version of Jeb, low-energy Bush. But Jeb has more political skill and has treated the black community much better than Mini Mike. Man, that is... There's a picture. There is a picture of Mini Mike. Oh, Dan Scavino makes this picture. You've got a big, tall Donald Trump cutting red tape and showing stacks of papers on one side, a very small stack, and a very large stack. And then there's Mini Mike standing right, very shortened, of course, very short. Okay, Department of State. Oh, that's Miss Trump, video advisor Trump. Okay, whatever that is. That's not too long. I don't want to talk about that. Okay, here we go. Another Donald J. Trump. Devin Nunes predicts that more examples of Mueller team misconduct will be revealed in coming weeks. Shocking! 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 I'm so shocked. I'm shocked. What's wrong with me today? It's another day in paradise. Donald Trump's still our president. Now it looks, this is the next one down. This is also, he's a busy boy an hour ago because these are just an hour long things. Now it looks like the four person in the jury in the Roger Stone case had significant bias. And that, Add that to everything else, and this is not looking good for the Justice Department. Shocking. Shocking, shocking. Okay, this is another one. 16 hours ago. Great news. Of course, the stock market went nuts yesterday again. Closing up. Come on. Give me that stock. It was closed up to another 274 points. 75 points. Yeah, unbelievable. Let's see, Donald Trump. Claudia Tenney is a fantastic candidate running in New York. Oh, Claudia Tenney. Where she was a great member of Congress, she is strong on crime, borders, cutting taxes. Your number 2A, I'm going to the Second Amendment, and she loves our military and vets. Claudia has many complete and total, my complete and total endorsement. Good going, little Claudia. Upstate New York deserves better than Anthony Brindisi. Okay. Says, this is another one, Nicole Melitakis. Strong on crime and borders, 2A, cutting taxes. She loves our military and vets. Nicole has my complete, this is again in New York. Trying to get some of the New York endorsements going on. Montana, Matt Rosendale, Wesley Hunt for Congress. August Folger. Where's that one at? Texas. So he's going down. Beth Van Dwyne. This is a great endorsement. Irving, Texas. She's going to come around. He's going to come around. Jay Obernolt. Where is Agnes Gibney on this list? Running for the 43rd District in California. Come on. Let's wake him up, Donald Trump. Agnes Gibney. Angel Mom. Yeah, Angel Mom. What is this? Crowd erupts at POTUS rally in Bedford after New Hampshire Republican Party chair announces AP reporting President Trump wins. Let's snag some of this little vitriol. I mean, cheering going on. See if we got this one. I'm sorry. Overmodulating.
Doesn't feel good. Good. Chairman of the Republican Party here in New York. The AP just called the election for Donald Trump.
Hey, okay, well, there you go. You got the full measure of that one. Okay, so much for our segment on Trump tweets today. We haven't done this in a long time. We need to go, well, Agnes Gibney, 43rd. Come on, Donald J. Trump. Let's endorse Agnes Gibney. Tough on crime. Second Amendment, you bet. We need her in Congress. By the way, I say 17 seats out of California, adding to the other seven, 24 seats potentially coming out of California this time. Yeah, you know, I think there's... I just have this feeling. Can't explain it. Just kind of comes in. An election. Stay with us. There's something wrong in the studio. I can sense it. Oh, it's that winning attitude. Nothing wrong with that. We'll be back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to talk about this article by Chris Street coming up. Only 23% of mainland Chinese wash their hands after using the toilet. Nice. And you wonder why the coronavirus spreads so... I'm just going to cut to the chase. You know, if you understand anything about virology or diseases, this might be a source. You should always wash your hands after going to the toilet. But not in China. They just don't do that. No need here. Come on. Shocking. You know, what's the old saying about peeing on your leg or something like that? Yeah. This is this is just amazing. Other, you know, they've got Saudi Arabia has the highest rate of 97% in the United States, near middle. Oh, what is it? The World Independent Network and Gallup together with 75%. With 75 of the largest international study institutes surveyed 63 nations to determine the proportion of people who wash their hands automatically with soap after using the toilet. Saudi Arabia had the highest rate of 97%, the United States near the middle with 77%, and China with the lowest at 23%. It's no wonder China spreads this disease so quickly. I mean, and so, you know, so vastly. Not just with speed, but with density. That is a problem, and that's why we have this problem right now. Of course, it dissipates. In America, we have pretty good hygiene here. 77% isn't all that high. It should be higher. I don't know why the Saudi Arabian thing seems a little off. But that's not, you know, my understanding. So anyway, we have a lot to talk about when we come back here in the next hour on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on with New California, to say the least. We got the convention coming up. Mike Huckabee is going to be out here visiting with us, and we're going to be having all kinds of great things happen with New California. And, you know, it's interesting, the struggle that other people are going through right now. We'll talk about the Donald J. Trump trip coming out. Also about sanctuary 2A counties, New California. If you haven't heard, we were talking about this earlier, weeks ago, actually. We're going to be putting together an ordinance for the next convention, declaring all counties within New California to be sanctuary Second Amendment counties. Every one of them, all 53. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out, an SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.